ladies and gentlemen, to the strains of Hava Nagila here. I feel like dancing around on a, put some woman on a chair or something. We welcome His Eminence, or whatever you call a rabbi, Rabbi Saul Solomon of, well, I don't want to say it. What is your temple, Rabbi?
If I may be allowed to say, and thank you so much, Bob Cudmore, for having me on, I am the spiritual leader and founder of Temple Sons of Bitches in Great Neck, New York.
Ay, ay, ay. Well, I'm Bob the Goy here, as you well know, Rabbi.
And I can tell from your voice. Yeah, you actually have a nice, mellifluous voice. Well, you're definitely Gentile.
Yeah, Gentile voice, kind of. So, what's up, Rabbi?
What's up? Oh, the most important thing to hit New York since the building of bridges, since we took it from the Indians. Ladies and gentlemen, my show, my one-man show, Shalom Damn It, an evening with Rabbi Saul Solomon, who happens to be me, will be playing at the Richmond Shepherd Theater on East 26th Street in Manhattan from March 13th through the 17th. I hope you will all come.
And this is for real. It's playing at the East 26th Street. What was it called again? The Richmond Shepherd Theater?
Well, oh, do not laugh at Richmond Shepherd. He is a brilliant and wonderful man. Seriously, yeah, look him up. He has been a producer, a mime, a radio host. He has done everything except build those bridges I was talking about.
I mean,
actually, if you dig into his past, he probably did. It's the Richmond Shepherd Theater, 309 East 26th Street. It's right near 2nd Avenue.
All right. Now, the last I knew, that's not the theater district, Rabbi.
No, but it's a little bit close to the Fish District, and Katz's Delicatessen is downtown, which is not kosher, but, you know, I'll look the other way because it just tastes so good.
Exactly. And it's an improvement. The last time I saw you, you were performing in a former porno theater, as I recall.
Well, yes, this is, well, it wasn't former when I was there, but we won't really be talking about that. You were talking before about Oreo cookie balls.
Yeah.
They had that there, you don't know what they were doing with them.
Yeah.
But seriously, now I'm moving up in the world. See, I did this show in Colorado for a bunch of college students, and when they weren't coughing from their marijuana smoke, they actually enjoyed it.
Did they really?
A bunch of goyim in the middle of Colorado laughed and appreciated the beauty of my sermons. And so now we thought, oh, you know what? If Colorado people can get it, maybe intelligent people like New Yorkers could get it.
All right.
So we're hoping.
Well, can you give us a little premise here, or a little something, a little shtick, if I dare try to pronounce some of these things? I mean, what are you going to talk about?
You did very well with shtick. I'm impressed. Well, it is the life and learning of myself to transmit to all of you about what it means to be a Jew in modern-day America. So, I'll teach you some Hebrew, some Yiddish. We'll talk about issues that are affecting Jews now and have in the past, everything from intermarriage and Christianity and Jews for Jesus. I don't even want to talk about that on the air. But stuff like that, the Holocaust, we talk about the Middle East. We get into it. We really mix it up and stir up the pot, as it were, and come up with some wonderful Oreo cookie balls.
Okay. Is that kosher, by the way, Oreo cookie?
You know, in the old days it didn't used to be, so the Jews had to run out and buy Hydrox cookies, which were these
Okay, that was the
market.
Have
you heard of them? The Hydrox
cookies. Yes. In fact, I'm an instant expert, as we Goyim on the media do. The Hydrox was invented first, and it went out of business, I think, and the Oreo came later. But what an awful name for the cookie, Hydrox. It sounds like it's something to clean the toilet with.
Well, it was the Jewish name was Hydrox, so that worked for us because it had Chai in it. But, you know, Jews always try to save money. So when Oreos had the double stuff, Hydrox basically had the half stuff. You know, they took half of it out because we didn't want to pay for more.
All right. But so
those are the jokes, folks.
Those are one of the jokes. Now, you have a music. I mean, this is a musical, right? I wouldn't ask you to sing for us here, but I mean, could you do a little song from a few
Tell
bars?
You what, I will. The songs in this show include songs like "When Jewish Is What You Are" and "Yeshiva Boy." That's our big opening number. Let me sing a little ditty or a little part of it that he called When You're Jewish, and thank you for asking.
Certainly, go ahead.
If your father and your mother barely tolerate each other, then you're Jewish. Then you're Jewish. If your grandma was O'Grady, but you always called her Sadie, then you're Jewish. Then you're Jewish. One more verse. If you're sitting at a party and you're offered marijuana and you're honored to be offered, but deep down you just don't wanna, cause the brain cells in your head are too valuable to lose. If your mom and papa taught you that, I guarantee they're Jews.
Well, thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you so much, yes.
Thank you so much. Well, what do you think? Netanyahu's visiting Obama. What's going on with that?
Well, they're probably eating at a delicatessen, because that's what they always do when they bring in a Jewish dignitary. And, you know, I talk very much at length in the second act about the Middle East and how, as much as it's wonderful to hope for peace, and it seems like peace should be this really easy thing,
yeah,
it's just not going to happen in our lifetimes. It's just we cannot get along. There's something in humans that we're always going to try and kill each other.
Yeah.
Not an optimistic view, but, you know, I'm a middle-aged Jew. What do you want?
I know. I bet it goes over real well at Friday services. I never understood it. Now, at your temple, I'm not going to say the name.
SOBs. You can say SOBs.
The temple SOB. I mean, do you have services on Friday or Saturday or both? I mean, how much time do you have to spend at this stuff? You know what I'm saying?
Well, we're basically sharing the shul with a gas station. So we have to conduct our services when there aren't cars coming to the pumps. We all run out, we do one prayer, then, you know, a Mercedes will pull in, we'll go back, you know, we'll get a couple of candies from the machine, the cars pull out, we'll come back out, we'll do another prayer.
Yeah.
We do what we can.
Okay. Well, the thing was, growing up, you know, I did, as I'm sure you've heard this before from Goys, some of my best friends are Jews, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
When I was growing up, it always seemed to me, see, I was raised a Christian Protestant, but most of the people around here are Catholic, you know, Roman Catholic, and then they're the Jews. And it always seemed to me in an odd way the Catholics and the Jews were similar in that they had all this work to do. They took their religion seriously. You know, a lot of Protestant churches, you go once in a while, you know, and that's what you do. But with the Jews and the Catholics, they were always going to school or shul or things like that.
Well, there are, of course, different levels and types of Judaism. There are people who do every single second, and there's a part in the show where I have to admittedly compare some of the things that Jewish people do when they pray to obsessive compulsive disorder.
Is that
we have
right?
to wrap this around this and this and dancing this and this. We're the Special Olympics of religion. It's horrible. But at the same time, you know, the nice thing about Judaism and the different levels of it is you can pick and choose. It's like the poo-poo platter at a Chinese restaurant. Hopefully there's not actual poo-poo on it,
no,
depending on the restaurant.
Yeah.
But some people can go all the way deep into Judaism and pray, etc.
Rabbi, I have a question. You just brought this up. Why is it that Jews like Chinese food so much?
Well, the answer is, why not? Which is answering a question with another question.
Well,
which
that's typical
another
Jewish,
thing that
yeah.
we do all the time. What is it about? Well, you know, I explain this in the show too, the history of Judaism and all of that, and I say that there is a point when there was an Oriental influence that came in after, you know, after the Great Babylonian era and Alexander the Great, and so they came in.
You're
and
kidding.
What they did was they got the Jews hooked on Chinese food.
I see.
But and it's a cycle of addiction that continues to this very day.
You know, I find that hard to believe, because I bet you centuries ago they weren't eating chow mein. You know, there was probably something else. So
They were eating chow mein. It was the same thing. They just changed the accent. Chow mein.
Chow mein.
Can you do the ch? Let me hear you do the ch. That's pretty good. You have to wipe the microphone off now?
Yeah, I do. Well, okay. It's wiped off. Well, listen, before, you know, because the time is just flitting away talking
flit,
to...
Flit, there it goes. Oop, yeah.
Because, but once again, you're on East 26th Street. Sorry to laugh again. You're at East 26th Street.
Don't be sorry to laugh. Okay. Let me give, please, the full details. Everybody, first of all, can find out how to get to my show. You can buy tickets online at brownpapertickets.com or go to shalomdammit.com for all the information about Shalom Dammit, an evening with Rabbi Sol Solomon at the Richmond Shepherd Theater, 309 East 26th Street in Manhattan near 2nd Avenue. And let me tell you, if your people, your audience, I imagine, is either retired or near dead, doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, probably.
Most of the performances are matinees. We have a Wednesday at 7:30. All the other shows are at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Really?
So leave the nursing home and go.
But when is this taking place, or when does it start, or when do you do it?
Oh, it's starting Tuesday from now, March 13th, running just 5 days through the 17th of March. So you got to get down there, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your enemies, tell my enemies, because I owe them money.
Yeah. Now, that means you'll be playing St. Patrick's Day, Rabbi. So
that's right. That is our final performance. We're doing a Saturday matinee on March 17th. I don't know if we can actually do. And if instead of kissing the Blarney Stone, I'll have people come up and kiss my kidney stone.
I see. By the way, I hate to keep going back to this, but it's one thing that we always think about Jews. I mean, is corned beef kosher?
Oh, yes. Corned beef. Anything that doesn't have pig or ham in it is perfectly fine if you kill it the right way. For example, if you're making a sandwich and you have a loaf of bread, you have to make sure that the rye bread was killed in a painless, proper way.
I see.
But corned beef is fine. It's wonderful.
Okay.
Delicious.
So you will be there in New York City starting this coming Tuesday, a week from today. Is that true?
Yes. Exactly. 2 o'clock Tuesday matinee, March 13th, is our first show. Definitely the Wednesday night is already selling very, very well. If you can only do the Wednesday night, great. But we want a lot of people also for the matinees. So look it up at shalomdammit.com. You will not regret a moment of, you'll regret several moments.
I think you probably will regret a few moments, but...
Yeah, you will. I couldn't say that. But no. ShalomDammit.com is to find out all the information you need.
Mm. Now, do you think you could ever bring it upstate? I mean, I don't mean like to the Catskills where Jews were frequently entertaining, but, you know, up here, far upstate, you know, up here at Amsterdam,
all you
Albany.
Have to do... pardon me for interrupting. I'm sorry for being rude, but all they have to do is ask. Bring me up. I bring my musical director, the brilliant Richard Shore, who, by the way, is a Harvard-educated musician. I'm not making this up, so I'm jealous of him. But, you know, he works for me, so I can always tell my parents, hey, I've got a Jewish doctor working for me. He has a PhD from Boston University. I don't have to be a doctor. I got one working for me.
That's right. But who needs
bring
that?
Bring us up. We'll go anywhere.
Brilliant.
Absolutely.
Richard Shore is his name, the fellow.
Richard Shore, very wonderful man. He accompanies on the piano, and for the encore, he actually plays a drum-like thing.
Hmm.
Almost a drum, but not quite.
Okay, but and this was big in Colorado, you say. They were rolling.
Huge.
It was huge.
Huge. Yeah. There were lines around, well, I wouldn't say the blood. There were lines around the, no, the, well, there was kind of a dogged line.
You know, one thing I wanted to ask you about, I mean, I always use this expression from a Jewish man I work with. He always used to talk about being it was an old radio guy, Larry Glick, always used to talk about being a loser without a mezuzah. That's mispronounced, but mezuzah, how do you say that, and what is it, and why are you a loser without one?
Well, mezuzah, oh my goodness, I hope we have time to explain this. There's a thing that Jewish people put in their doorway, and they nailed this thing up, and inside is a little roll of parchment with prayers or I believe also scripture from the Torah in it. And you put it on the doorway, and what you do is every time you come into the doorway of your house or the rooms in your house, you kiss it, you look at it, and you're reminded of being Jewish and of the Torah. Unfortunately, some Jews are stupid, and they put that on instead of actual brackets for the door. So they kiss the mezuzah, the door falls down, they got to put the door up, and that really reminds them that they're a loser with a mezuzah.
I see. Well, I'd like to put one up here, I think, because I don't want to be a loser without a mezuzah.
It can't hurt. What could hurt? It's a little piece of the Bible in a scroll that's on the doorway that
exactly,
you touch.
Exactly, Rabbi.
What could it harm?
Can't hurt. Well, Rabbi Saul Solomon, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Good luck, or break a leg, or whatever the appropriate...
No, please. I'll break a testicle. That's my luck.
Next week, Shalom Dammit. At the Somebody's Theater. What was that theater again?
The Richmond Shepherd Theater. Look it up. He's a brilliant man, Richmond Shepherd. 309 East 26th Street, right in downtown, well, sort of downtown Chelsea East. Man, I don't know where the hell it is. It's somewhere in New York.
Yeah, but do you have a phone number people could call for this? I mean, because we're a little...
Oh, of course, yes. For just to get tickets, there's brownpapertickets.com. And for more phone information, Give us a call at area code 970. Oh, pardon me, I'm even more phlegmy than I was before. Oi, oi. 970-405-3077. 970-405-3077.
Shalom, damn it, Rabbi, and we'll talk to you soon.
God bless you, Bob. Wonderful. Thank you for having me on your wonderful program.
All right. Thank you. I'm Bob Cudmore. Have a good day today.